directed.
Most of the time, anyway.
See if we can get away from the protesters. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and you. Let's see, we haven't had Maria. Maria's in Turkey.
She's in Istanbul right now. And
right.
Apparently, she's quite taken with the place. She keeps posting on her Facebook.
Going to move over there?
Pictures are beautiful.
That's a beautiful. Go to Istanbul. Istanbul is a lot like Venice in many different ways.
Yeah, lots of water in the pictures.
Good for you, Richie.
Yeah, I noticed that. You like it? No. Well, what do I know? I've never been there.
No fleas on Richie, for sure. Jennifer, on the other hand, maybe there's a flea here and there. All right, now, I have one of these macular migraines at the moment, so everything looks like the screen on the, when you look at the television. And
is that what's wrong with you today? Everything's picked up.
This just started. So I'm looking at some of the things that I know I was interested in communicating, and I'm trying to figure out how
you can't read any of that.
Work my way through, because what it does is makes for about 3 or 4 minutes, it makes my eyes look like the breakup of the. You know how it sort of digitizes when the screen can't adapt to what's coming into the dish. Usually the dish network, shall we say, or any of the...
It just pixelates everything.
Yeah, right. Pixelation.
That's it, yeah. So they are just those little...
Usually that happens on dish network, not on cable.
Really? Oh, I thought that would be the case.
So how often do you get these, and why do you get them?
How often I get them is directly determined by how much sleep I get. If I'm not getting a lot of sleep, I get more of them. If I get enough rest, I'm fine.
So there's a lesson here, I think.
Yes, there is.
Sleep.
Yes.
It's what's for dinner.
So, but still, I mean, it's an abnormal thing. I mean, why is it when you don't
maybe
get sleep?
I can.
What is happening? I can't believe that you haven't looked into what's going on that makes this happen.
One of the things that will come out of my brain scan, which the folks at Seriscan have now told me is ready, and I'm going to have. I asked yesterday for some time today
to
go over it. Yes. For those of you who don't know this story, a couple of weeks ago I went to Denver, and I went to a company run by a couple of friends of mine called Seriscan, Ceriscan. And at Seriscan, it's the only office they have now, but there are neurologists around the country who are showing lots of interest in this, because it would be just like an MRI of your brain, but the interpretive data that comes out of it will focus on things like, why do I have this ocular migraine? Doesn't hurt. It just gets in the way of my vision every once in a while. What's going on in my brain? And then there are other things. Maybe my brain was affected when I fell down the stairs at the age of 3, whacked my head against the door jam, which was
metal, cut a big 15 times hole, falling off the tractor.
Whacked my head underneath the truck on the beams, whatever it is.
Right.
But you'll get that information from going through this process, and then they'll be able to tell you what the long-term ramifications are of it, specifically because of that or whatever other substance may create the ability for the brain to fall apart in Alzheimer's or dementia or Parkinson's, that sort of thing. So it gives you the ability to see ahead, and it's 10, 12 years down the road, you may be going again. Well, let's say I've got another 12 years of this program to do to break the record for longest syndicated morning radio program in the history of the media. So I'm going to do this another 12 years. So it'll tell me whether in 12 years from now I will have Alzheimer's or dementia or any of that sort of thing.
Or whether you'll remember to do the show in 12 years.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I won't, because it isn't in my family. I mean, that stuff's very tied to what your history is. There are a couple of little things going on in my heart now that were predictable because of the things that went on in my father's heart. And even though it started with him about 10 years younger than it has started with me, it still is there. So I now have the benefit of that knowledge, plus my close relationship with people like Ken who care about me. He treats me like I was his brother and goes out of his way to make sure that I'm getting the consideration that I need. And as a side story, sidebar story to that, one of the things that he's told me that I need, not only good for my brain, but good for the heart, are these EECP treatments. Those of you who may have heard, I will go through them and I'll explain on the air what my experience is. EECP is an external, it's a pulsation. They put these wraps around your butt, your midsection, your legs, and for an hour, they set it to the beat of your heart. So in synchronization with your heart, every time your heart beats, this thing goes off and it pumps, it increases the flow of blood like you were putting, let's say, an airline into, you were trying to clean out something. And you know how if you have compressed air and you push the button, all of the air comes out and it sprays. A lot of guys use it to clean up the driveway or to clean up. People are using it now to clean out their computers. A little psst, Richie uses it around his equipment there to keep it all clean. Mm-hmm. It's the same principle. It's a shot of pressurized air. I'm using that example there. But this is, the pressure is applied to your legs and your midsection, which pushes the blood into the heart in a volume and with strength so as to either clean out or, in fact, what apparently happens more often than not is that you grow new little mini capillaries. It forces this and therefore brings more blood into your heart or wherever it's needed. In this case, it's my heart. I have a little bit of a blockage. Not something you can see in the aorta, none of that stuff. Like you'd have to have, when it first showed up, Ken was worried that I was going to have a bypass or a stent or something. No. As a matter of fact, my arteries are extraordinarily clean, as is my heart. But these little eensy teensy things you can't even really see that get blood into the crevices of your heart, just like there are little capillaries all over your body that get the blood into the areas where, you know, it's most needed, out to the ends of your fingertips, for example, and your toes and into your brain. So this EECP pushes hard the blood, and it pushes it up so that it goes into your heart and it goes into your head and therefore cleans up a lot of these things. And I wouldn't be surprised, actually, Richie, if, this treatment doesn't help me with the ocular thing. So we'll see. You know,
that's all, I would think it would.
What it's all about. At any rate.
So did you hear about this the study on the cell phones and the brain activity?
I did, as a matter of fact, yeah. And that would be something that we ought to spend a moment or two on. And we'll do that in just a minute. 14 after on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door, and now he's opening his imaginary door, and the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old McGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her SafeLight's repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, a SafeLight repair was no cost to her.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
800-510-8255 always reaches us, or you can send an email to Doug at DougStefan.com. All right, so, Richie, this is a cell phone thing. There are a couple of different angles on this, interestingly enough. I was noticing here in Los Angeles how many cell phones the city has, or actually, I'm noticing the city doesn't know how many cell phones it has, because they're so wonderfully run here, they cannot account for hundreds of cell phones. Hundreds.
Yeah, interesting.
Of cell phones. All right. Now,
well, those hundreds of cell phones might have been in the hands of the 47 people that the National Institute of Health did a study on last year.
Yeah.
And they basically had them all lay on a table and gave them PET scans, P-E-T, what is it, positron emission tomography scans.
What's coming out rather than what's inside.
Okay.
Yep.
And they put phones on one group of the 47, half of them, that was in the on position. The phones were on and muted, one in their left ear, one in their right ear. And then the other group, they put the phones there, and they were powered off. And they looked at the brain activity, and then they switched the phones so that the group, and neither one of the groups knew whether they had the phones on or off. So they did that for 50 minutes. And they found that the metabolism in the brain region closest to the antenna, what is it, the orbital frontal cortex and temporal pole was about 7% higher when the cell phone was on. Now, the thing is nobody knows whether this is good or bad. All they know that there was an effect.
My guess is it's bad.
And that they say that that part of the brain doesn't do anything specific. It's broadly associated with emotion, sense of smell, memory, eating.
Maybe cell phones make us crazy.
And, Doug, you're going to love this one, yeah. Aggression.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the orchestra conductor in your head instead of one specific musician. So now everybody's going to try and say, okay, what does this mean? Is it good, bad, you know, whatever.
It means that we are killing ourselves in the name of convenience, and we're allowing our 11- and 12-year-old children to do this before
their
brains.
One of the things that they also mention is that
right.
Kids who yeah. don't have a fully developed skull or brain yet, whether that has more of an effect, that's one of the concerning questions.
Well, but that's also in league with what I was saying, the Cerascan scan of the brain. If you look at some of the damage, and it goes back through the history of your brain, a lot of these youngsters who start playing football when they're in junior high school, or Pop Warner leagues, don't they start in high school? I mean, in junior high? Pop Warner? But there's football being played by
6, 7.
Yeah, there are kids, right, exactly. There are children that are playing football. And they have no business. You can modify it later on. My God, your brain all through your life is like jelly. Can you imagine how soft it is when you're 6 or 7 years old? Your skull's not even hard yet.
When you talk on your phone, a lot of the time you use your speakerphone. One of the things I try to do is, especially if I'm in my car, use the external speakers, like, you know, plug it into the car stereo. Just use those earphone buds. Where you're not holding the phone next to your head. You're holding the phone in your hand, and then you have the buds and the microphone coming out of your ears.
Yep.
That's
preferred to.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good, Rich. You've helped us out. You're our bud.
I'm
Richie,
your bud. I'm here for
the
you.
The bud.
Right in
yes.
your ear.
And this bud's for you. 21 yeah. past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Don't drink that stuff. It's not an American company.
Uh-oh.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is rock and roll.
Hoochie-coo.
By the way, Richie.
Yeah.
I have a new definition of marriage.
All right, bring it on.
Equated to a deck of cards.
Yeah.
In the beginning, all you need are two hearts and a diamond. At the end, you wish you had a club and a spade. Johnny Winter is here. Rock and roll.
If I were stranded on a desert island, this would be one of my 10 songs on my iPod that I would take.
His real name is John Dawson. You knew that, right?
I did not know that.
Johnny Winter is really John Dawson.
I know. I went to see him about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they basically had to carry him out on stage, prop him up in front of the microphone, and then carry him off the stage.
Yeah. He's only 67 now. The guy is still, imagine the drugs this guy's done.
He didn't move except for his fingers the whole time. He can still play.
Peter Fonda, actor and director, started his career with Easy Rider. He and Jack Nicholson. And why do I leave? Died last year. Used to work on the gym with me in Venice. Isn't that awful?
Died of brain cancer, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but he's one of the...
Who?
No, he was prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer, that's right.
Right. Depending on where his brain was during his life.
Well, he is a man, so, you know.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, thank you.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, let's see here. Next up, Rusty Young. Yes, he's a steel guitarist with the group Poco. Born in the States 65 years ago, 1946.
If you'd have told me when I got into radio that someday I'd be pressing the button to play Poco, I'd have punched you in the face.
Really? pop group. Yeah, a lot of things. Crazy Love, Heart of the Night.
Top of the morning to you, everybody. Welcome in with Poco here in the Heart of the Night. Getting you off for your day.
Let's see here. Who we got up next? Ed Too Tall Jones. Football player for Dallas' birthday is today.
Yeah.
And we also have Patricia Richardson, who played Jill on Home Improvement, is 60 today.
60?
Yeah.
Wow, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, this is not Bradley Whitford. This is Brad Whitford.
That's right.
Guitarist for Aerosmith, two different people. And by the way, if you ask Bradley Whitford why he calls himself Bradley instead of Brad, it's because he don't want to be confused with the guitarist from Aerosmith.
Yeah, God forbid you're confused with a rock star.
Yeah, right.
He's about 10 years older. Then Bradley Whitford. He's 59 today. Happy birthday to him. Born this day, 1952. Let's see, Howard Jones up next.
Ah, good 80s pop.
Yep. Man, how many different, I don't know, I never was that great. He was part of a group, wasn't he? Before, I thought he was.
No, you're probably thinking of the Thompson Twins.
Howard somebody else. No, I'm thinking about another Howard.
Yeah.
Somehow.
He had a bunch of hits, though, man.
Yeah.
Bunch of hits.
Is he Canadian?
I don't know whether he's British or Canadian. I think he's probably Brit.
All right. Next up is Michael Wilton, guitarist for
Queensryche.
Group.
Queensryche.
Right, yeah.
All together now. Hold your hand up.
Right.
Fold your two middle fingers down. Have pinky and forefinger up and your thumb out. And go, yeah. Yes.
That's hard. It's your...
Yeah, it is.
It's your pinky, not your forefinger.
That's
John Norum, guitarist for Europe, 47 today.
Another big hair band.
Big hair band.
Keep those hands up, everybody. Bring out your bics.
Kristen Davis, who played Charlotte on Sex and the City, 46 today. Jessica Sarah Parker says we're doing another one of these.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I hear too, yeah.
Oh, by the way, last...
Never trust two first names.
Last hour when we were talking about Christina...
Aguilera.
No, yeah, it's not Christina Aguilera.
Ricci?
Who had the breast cancer?
Yes.
Christina somebody, anyway. All right, Steve Holy.
Applegate. Thank you.
All right. Steve Hawley's 39 today.
Moles talk underground. Moles have a telephone system. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Deep in a little tunnel, a mole rat usually lives alone, but he's not cut off completely.
So what they do, one rat hits its head against the wall, and another mole picks up the vibration by putting its little jaw against the ground.
Dr. Karen Shaner has co-authored a fascinating new book, Bats Sing, Mice Giggle, The Surprising Science of Animals' Inner Lives.
They code to each other very, very specific. That's how they find a mate. That's also how they know if somebody's coming to invade their specific tunnel.
Elephants sense ground vibrations, too. Dr. Shaner postulates that this amazing ability may help humans develop an earthquake warning system. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air? And really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen, happy to have you along.
What's everybody else's time?
All right. Everybody else's time is the same time.
Oh.
Could be it's 33 after 6 in the morning.
So then good day time
on the West
is the
Coast.
Official time for everybody.
It is the official time of the good day. It could be 33, 34 after in the evening at 6, 7, 8 o'clock. Sometimes that's when people hear the program. It could be. And if you're choosing to download this, if you just go to DougSteffen.com, hit the listen button, and you download it. Who knows what time you listen? You could start listening at 15:15, and these times mean nothing.
Yeah. You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah. See, Richie, I'm always thinking. Always thinking. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's a fast fact. You ready? Fact.
Okay.
Did you know it is illegal to deliver the Gettysburg Address on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial without permission from the Park Service? Do you know that?
Hit me with that again.
It is illegal to deliver the Gettysburg Address or anything else on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial without a permit from the Park Department, because it's just another bunch of hooey.
Let's go try it. Can you imagine getting arrested for that?
I can do it right now. I mean, take me 15 minutes to get there.
That's
I can record it on my iPhone. I can have it up on the website within an hour and a half.
All right, why don't you do that?
When
they're carrying you away. Martin Luther King did it.
Carry you away.
When I had he had his dream speech. So anyway, Philip Howell recited Lincoln's address, and this was on Monday, President's Day. Park police ran over, and said he could not deliver a speech or say anything there. And he said, I don't care. You know, I'm doing this. I'm an American. The guy from the park department says, I don't care what you're giving. You're not allowed to do it. There are rules here. And the speech was not on the agenda of what could happen here or what's supposed to happen here today.
Right.
So you know what? Another government. Why shouldn't you be able to get up on the Lincoln Memorial and deliver whatever you want to deliver? I paid for that, and so did he. Or at least we pay for the upkeep of it. It was built before we were alive. If what do you think Abe Lincoln would say if he were around today and somebody said, you don't have a permit? Somebody said that to Lincoln. You don't have a permit to speak. Again, back to the same old baloney. And I think you have to pay $12 or something.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Are you trying to draw a crowd? Are you trying to address a crowd? You know, I mean, if you're just standing up there and you start talking and you say, you know, 4 score and 15 years, whatever it is. If you're trying to create a crowd, then obviously the park police have to be there. Let's say 100 people gather around you. And then those 100 people start creating a ruckus. Type thing.
Well, yeah, that's a gathering. Well, who cares if you just go?
People did
it.
Gather around this guy.
Well, and you guys, I don't know whether you see this in L.A. a lot. In D.C. we see it a little bit. In New York you see it a ton, where people will stand on street corners and basically get up on a soapbox and start trying to gather attention and create a crowd situation. In New Orleans, you see it on street corners where guys will stand on the corner and preach through a bullhorn.
Right, screaming at people.
Screaming at people.
That's what the town crier used to do. That's what America's built on. People getting up and saying things. Never mind.
Now it's more.
Nut
people now.
It's just, no, okay, so they're nuts. They have a right to be.
People probably thought they were nuts before.
So what? So they're nuts. That doesn't give the park police the right to arrest you because you're nuts. Unless you are doing something. I mean, there are a lot of nutty people in the world, according to some who are the humdrum homeboys who are always saying or thinking what everybody else says and doesn't have an original thought in their head. This guy was being very polite. He didn't try to give any juice.
You don't know that. You don't know that at all.
Because I'm reading the account of the story.
I am too. It doesn't say anything about his being polite.
Rich, it doesn't use the word polite.
You're out on the carpet now.
Yeah, no. It is. I like this story. I like what this guy did, and I don't like the park police. That's pretty much it. Other than that,
they called the guy Abe.
Yeah. Honest Abe.
They said, "Hey Abe, do you have a permit?"
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, too much government. All right, now on to the next item of interest. When men, this is for ladies and gentlemen, men, Richie.
Yeah, that's me.
When you
me.
Do chores men. Around the house, does a simple thank you work, does that suffice? Or do you really want and expect your mother-in-law, your wife, anybody else, maybe the children as well, to acknowledge you? Do they want to, when you make lunch, because you're a really good cook, you make dinner and lunch for most of the meals of the house?
Yeah, I make dinner.
Yeah, okay. So do you have a feeling
do I expect
that the people at home expect you to do this, or do they appreciate your doing it?
Both.
Come on, fess it up.
Both.
When you
do
the laundry, when you give the children a bath, do you expect to just be thanked?
Because you do a lot. You're kind of an exception for a working dad with a stay-at-home mom. You do a lot.
I mean, I do a lot, but they do a lot, too. They do a lot more.
Who's they?
My wife and my mother-in-law. My wife, you know, I mean, she's with the kids all day long.
Yeah?
And does some.
Takes your mother.
She does a whole lot. I would say that when I do something, it's appreciated because, like, you know, last night I had to fix something.
You think it is or you know it is?
No, I mean, they'll say, you know, my wife, this thought pops into my head. Thanks, babe. She says that all the time.
She does.
Well, that's
now,
good.
All by the way, when I was there, I get the feeling that your stepmother didn't understand a word I was saying.
That's
she will
just
probably
the game she plays.
Yeah. She will probably nod politely, yes.
Really?
And, yeah, if you speak too fast, yes, you'll have trouble following. She speaks English pretty well, but, yeah, if you speak too fast, yeah.
Do you talk to her in Spanish or English?
Both. Usually English, but a lot of Spanish, too.
I just think there are a lot of men who, as we were just, you just got to the heart of the story, Jennifer, men that work all day long. We all know that there are men, and maybe it's most men. I don't know how the numbers work, but just give us the benefit of the doubt for a minute. You have worked, and you come home. Your wife is a stay-at-home mom, and as soon as you get in, you start doing a lot of things around the house. Now, because this has come up before on the other side with all the working women. There are plenty of people who pay a lot of attention to women who, and justifiably so, they might work an 8 or 10 hour day, come home, and they make dinner, put the kids to bed. The husband doesn't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes on. There's maybe more of it than there is on the other side. But when that happens, normally, if the husband has any sense at all, he's thanking his wife for all of that, even if he's a lazy so-and-so, because he doesn't have to do it. He just gets home at his normal time, has his dinner, watches TV, says goodnight, that's it. The wife, meanwhile, is doing all this other stuff. So in the off chance that the husband does the same thing, are you prepared, ladies, to give him acknowledgement, a nod, a thanks, a wow, that was great kind of thing, or do you just expect it? Those are the kinds of things. The reason I bring it up is because we were talking earlier about marriage and stuff. This is the kind of thing that makes marriages go awry.
Well, you have to work out your deal.
Yeah, what is your deal?
These are what I take care of, and my wife and I have that worked out. As a matter of fact, my with my mother-in-law being with us, we all have it worked out. These are the things I do. And I'm taking charge.
What does she do? What does the mother-in-law do?
Laundry and cooks lunch for the kids.
She doesn't pay rent.
No, please. Where's she going to get money from?
I don't know. Whether she has it from Columbia or whatever.
No.
So she becomes an American citizen.
She's very helpful. She is an American citizen. She's a citizen.
Why is she living off the taxpayer like everybody else her age?
Because I won't allow that.
Good for you, Richie.
Good job, Rich.
We all have our things, and we've kind of worked it out. Nobody's really said, this is what you do, this is what you do. It just kind of has worked out, and it works out well. So I don't think either one of us, say, how come you didn't do this, or, thank you for doing that,
I think that sometimes the table is turned, and we ought to acknowledge that. That's all. That was just, if it's so
But
nice
you're right. If you don't work, if you don't work out, that kind of happy medium, okay, here's what I do, here's what you do,
yep.
trouble.
Yep.
It takes a long time to work that stuff out, too.
Anytime one partner is burdened is when there's a problem.
Yeah, or feels like they're burdened.
Yeah.
Well, there's an entitlement also that goes with being married. It has nothing to do with the government. Is that attitude as well with some? It's 17 before the hour in a moment. A new approach to illegal immigration, an idea that may, just may, have some merit here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Then where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story, gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with the credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information.
1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I focus now on a measure filed by Texas State Web...
WEP representative.
Okay, Baba Wawa here. State Rep. Lois Kohlhorst, which would allow any law enforcement agency that has custody of an acknowledged illegal immigrant to take the illegal to the office of a U.S. senator or congressman and leave them there.
That ought to be fun.
News reports suggest that sheriff's deputies, city police, anybody in the state of Texas can request an agent of the United States senator or congressman to sign a document acknowledging the release or discharge of the illegal at the senator or congressman's office. Measure covers individuals who are not citizens of our country, who are unlawfully present in our country. The lady who represented this idea, presented it, said this is a cry for help, trying to convince the feds that we don't want to get sued like Arizona. But the problem of a secure border is a very serious one here in Texas, that's for sure. Brownsville, all the way over to El Paso. The measure does not specify what the senator or congressman is supposed to do with the illegals. Calls on law enforcement to maintain a record of each illegal released into the custody of the U.S. Senator or congressman. What probably happens is they call the Immigration and Customs Enforcement people, and they come over. Now, this might be moderately expensive, and it might be distracting, but it makes the point. The problem is the folks in Austin, which is the capital of Texas, what they recognize there and elsewhere in Texas is that so many of these people come over, and they were, and you know what? This is part of the union problem. This is what nobody wants to deal with, this side of the issue. The reason that we have a problem with the unions is because apparently, you know, we've had a wonderful time in the last 50 years making money. And now because we are on the world stage, literally we trade with everybody else in the world. They trade with us. So everybody knows what goes on here. They travel, come over here, see what's going on. And so when the unions were being paid perhaps more than the job was really worth, although how do you argue that? It's worth what everybody will pay. It's like a car. How much is it worth? It's worth what somebody will pay for it. And so is your labor. Your labor is worth whatever anybody will pay for it. So in this circumstance, the artificiality of the unions who underscore the, you know, okay, we're going to put you in a place and you can't get out of it, so we're going to extort money from you. And it may not be really what the teacher's worth, but, you know, we want that kind of money for the teacher or for the guy that drives the truck for the Public Works Department, whatever it is. Under the circumstance, the unions have inflated the value, and this may drive a lot of people crazy, but I think this is the key, inflated the value of the work that's being done, or the value of the work being done. And as on the other side, the illegals under... undervalue. I guess that's the word, undervalue. So somewhere between the outrageousness and the absurdity of some of the union stuff that was most represented probably by the guys building cars in Detroit, to the guys who are working for $5, $4 an hour, there's a number that we all can agree on. And if that's the case, then we fix a lot of problems. Meantime, these people are going to get dumped off at the State House, and so be it. It's a good idea, frankly. What do you think? Send an email to Doug at DougStephan.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You.
Concern over recent activity in Libya? Everyone's concerned, and that includes the UN. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. The United Nations Security Council expressing concern, to say the least, about recent events in Libya that have resulted in the deaths of hundreds of people. The Brazilian representative on the Security Council, Maria Luisa Ribeiro Biotti, said the council has sent a message to the Libyan government.
The members of the Security Council underlined the need for the government of Libya to respect the freedom of peaceful assembly and of expression.
The Security Council also strongly urging Libyan authorities to guarantee safe passage of humanitarian aid and workers into the country, something that seems unlikely given the less than humanitarian actions taken against demonstrators by Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. In a televised address, Gaddafi claimed the anti-government demonstrations have been led by young people on drugs. He also promised to put down the uprising and fight to the death. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says Libya must be aware that the international community is watching.
We strongly support the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights in calling for a full and transparent investigation into reports of attacks on Libyan citizens.
And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton echoing those sentiments and had this to say.
We join the international community in strongly condemning the violence.
The Secretary also had the obligatory statement urging restraint.
We urge restraint and for the governments in the region to respect the rights of their people.
Just a rhetorical question here, but do any of these countries that mercilessly crack down on freedom of expression ever heed a call for restraint? Meanwhile, the first U.S. government-sponsored evacuation of Americans from Libya is now underway. Passenger processing began overnight on a first-come, first-served basis. We're told a U.S. chartered ferry will depart from a port in Tripoli in a matter of hours. The situation in Libya has taken a toll on the stock market and on crude oil prices. We'll have more on that in in a moment, but first, here's something else that will matter to you.
President's Week continues, and there's good, smooth, patch-patter snow at a lot of mountains, and some fresh snow to talk about, like in Utah, where we caught up to Bruce, who was at Deer Valley.
Where do you get smooth groomers and bottomless powder in Utah? Deer Valley. It's just amazing to switch off and carve turns on groomers like Stein's Way and then shoot into the woods for untracked powder pig turns. Do I love Deer Valley today? Let me count the ways. I'm Bruce Whitney.
Also in Utah, Park City ready with 114 trails thanks to over 30 inches of snow in the last 5 days. The canyon scoring a couple of feet in the last 3 to 4 days. They ride at near full operation. Snowbird at 85 runs. There's powder stashes there thanks to 3 feet of recent snow. Into Colorado where Vail heads down a couple of feet of fresh powder. They have over 5,200 acres. In the eastern mountains, fresh loose granular packed powder snow at Stratton in southern Vermont. All 92 trails open. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont with about 60 runs open. While at Wachusett in Massachusetts, it's over 20 trails riding into the nighttime. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Eddie Davis for Good Day.
The unrest in Libya spilled over to Wall Street yesterday, with investors fearing that a disruption in the oil supply could set back the global economic recovery. The Dow and S&P had their biggest tumble since August. The Dow off 178 points to 12,213. S&P down 28. NASDAQ with a 78-point drop. Oil prices up nearly 9%, an increase of $7.37 a barrel to $93.57. In the Windy City, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel has won the race to be Chicago's next mayor.
Thank you, Chicago, for this humbling victory. All I can say, you sure know how to make a guy feel at home.
Yeah! Emanuel won the race with well over the 50% needed to make sure there isn't an April 5th runoff. Rahm Emanuel is the first Jewish mayor in Chicago's history. Couple of closing notes. First, a convention you could certainly describe as out of this world. The International UFO Congress begins today in Scottsdale, Arizona. More than 20 speakers lined up to discuss everything from alien abductions to possible government cover-ups.
What do you mean possible?
And talk about something that sounds like science fiction. A team of doctors in California has implanted a second donor heart right next to a patient's own heart in a rare surgical procedure. Doctors at a San Diego hospital say 36-year-old Tyson Smith was suffering from heart failure but was too weak to have a traditional heart transplant. So, surgeons left Smith's own heart in place and implanted a second donor heart right next to it, which they then fixed together. Both hearts were beating in tandem during the surgery. And in honor of this incredible operation, we dedicate this song to the patient. Phil Collins. But I don't think Phil had this cardiac patient in mind when he originally released this song. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
Take 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag and turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace to pick up your bag and get ready for the weekend. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer good at participating Ace stores on February 26th only. Discount applies to the regular price of in-stock merchandise that can fit inside the bag at one time. Limit one bag and offer redemption per customer. Additional conditions.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Exclusions apply. See store for details.